This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, and full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today.
Hello, friends. This is Melissa Lee. I'm sitting here with Lindsay Roberts.
Hi there.
And this is entirely unconventional. Fathom that for us,
Go
girlfriend.
Figure what a name for a podcast. It's like our life.
Really?
Hello. Welcome to my world.
I am so excited. If you listened last week, we talked a little bit about Discover Your True Strength, your new book that is getting a lot of traction. This is so exciting. And it says, choosing to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. I told Lindsay she didn't even know she was writing this for me.
Exactly.
Months ago. Okay. I'm going to read the back of this book, Lindsay, because I think it's so poignant.
Okay.
It says, do you ever feel like your dreams are on the cutting room floor and your hopes are going down the drain? Have your circumstances made you feel powerless or unable to move forward? I'm sure there's resounding yeses all over the universe right now.
Yes.
So in this book, Lindsay Roberts shares examples of powerful women who applied their faith and found their true strength by trusting in God's word. And Lindsay, you use the three key strength building scriptures and from your own life experiences. Yep. You want to share what those are?
The interesting thing about these particular scriptures is in my brain, all I could think of was God's doing the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. God's doing the heavy lifting in these scriptures. Be strong in the Lord, in the Lord, not in what you're going through. And the power of his might, not mine. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's God doing the heavy lifting.
That's right.
The next one is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God's doing the heavy lifting through his son, Jesus Christ. And then the joy of the Lord. Sometimes I don't feel joyful, but that's not what this is, not the ha-ha moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a joy experience because the Bible's very clear about joy unspeakable and full of glory. This is a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the joy of the Lord is present to be your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Why joy? Because I think if Satan can get us down enough in our spirit, it will affect our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. And then eventually, it affects our body because we're a triune being. So if he's already got you in the spirit realm and he's already got you in the soul realm, what's left? Well, he's going to go after your physical body if you understand that we are made spirit, soul, and body. And so if he's able to get you in one area and try and, in a sense, derail you.
It almost becomes a domino effect.
Yes, exactly. And if we worship God in spirit and truth, the joy of the Lord has to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. As we worship the Lord and get the Lord, then you get his joy. It's part of the package. I mean, if you get Melissa, you get long blonde hair. If you get Lindsay, you get barely scratching the 5-foot surface. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm not exceptionally what I would consider to be the tallest person.
What?
Yeah, what? Oh, we make a joke of it because, Melissa, I think we've measured you are almost a full foot taller than I am. Part of that is your beautiful hair.
Maybe.
But
maybe
truth
my,
be told.
My tall hair anyway.
Yes. But see, that's part of the package. If you get me, you get, you know, my hands. If you get Melissa, you get her hands, so to speak. So when you get the Lord, you get what he contains, what is of the Bible talks about the essence of. You are of God, the characteristic in nature. You get his characteristic in nature, and part of that is the spirit of joy that is there to overcome the heaviness that Satan tries to put on us.
And for any storm thrown your way. So one of the things you said, you've written this book. I've written Discover Your True Strength to help you on the journey, and this is what I like, of the rest of your life. This is not some little book to read and put down that, oh, that was a good thing. No, this is empowering. Like there's going to be some strength that's going to, it's your inner strength, your inner man that's built up.
Yes.
That's going to be your backbone, if you will.
Exactly.
And so, and then you also, each chapter of this book, and I love this part, Lindsay, is designed to make you think, and here's, I'm putting the emphasis on you, our listener, and you respond. Because at the end of every chapter, you do a summary.
A summary.
And then at the
note to self.
Yes, you do.
That's
then
powerful, I think.
It becomes interactive because not only are you reading it, and then you've propose some questions.
Yep.
Then, so you've done your summary, right?
Yep.
Then you have where we write those notes to self, and it says things like, now that you've read this chapter, what, like, how did it affect you? What notes would you add for where you're at? So it all, it becomes almost like a little bit of a journal, if you
yes,
will, Lindsay.
Yes, it is, exactly.
And you don't forget that, you so, know?
Yesterday, I was talking with a pastor friend of mine. Her name is Morgan, and she's out in California. Wonderful church, World Harvest Church. Pastored by Nancy Dufresne, Morgan Dufresne, and mm-hmm. their family. Well, she called and she said, I can't put this book down. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I'm so excited. She said, no. She said, here's the weird thing. She said, you know, the notes to self.
Yes.
And she thought, usually I write in the little margins mm-hmm. of a book. Mm-hmm. She said, I had to just keep adding and writing mm-hmm. and adding and writing. And I said, okay. And she said, no, I wasn't writing what the chapter was it's saying. It was coming out of me.
Introspective, right?
Yes. That's
like,
the
what's
whole
God,
point.
Because all of it is based on scripture.
Yes.
Every single chapter
yes.
has got scripture. The word of God,
yep.
which is the bread
it's
of
all
life.
Through it. Yep.
That's the bread of life woven through every chapter.
Yeah.
So how does this apply to where you're at right now? So I'm even thinking I could read this today and have notes to self.
Yep.
And then I could come back in a few months, read it again, and for
completely
whatever different. Yes.
Different.
And it's yep. I love that, Lindsay. It's so powerful.
Skip
and,
to the back. And okay. Say, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but
no,
we interrupt
please
each other all the
do.
Time, so you guys listen, or we wouldn't get
Are
a word
you kidding
in edgewise.
Me?
So sorry. See where it says, go back to where it's strength training. First of all, I made sure the appendix
yes.
was full of scriptures, mm-hmm. reminder scriptures, everything. But if you look at the things that say, no, there's notes in there where it talks about each thing, but look at chapter, I think it's chapter 19.
Okay.
Where it says, it's the end of it, chapter 19, and then there's a conclusion, but go past that. Spiritual strength, come on, Lindsay, use your words today. Spiritual strength training. Mm-hmm. Questions and action steps. Action steps. Questions and action steps mm-hmm. for each chapter. And it is page 231. What okay. do you believe God has called you?
Right.
What do you believe God has called you?
Right.
And I made the whole idea to be thought-provoking about mm-hmm. your life. Now that I've given you kind of a, I'm going to say a little bit of a, like a lesson plan, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Right. It says spiritual strength training, questions and action steps
yep.
for each chapter. And you really have gone through. And you have talked about the power of choosing strength is our first one.
Yep.
Because it is a choice, isn't it, Lindsay?
Yes.
It's a choice. And I know we've hit on this about the Hebrews 11:11. Maybe you don't feel like you have the strength to, you know, like,
muster
I am
up.
Weak, but he is strong, and you put your strong arms up, like we just talked about last week.
Yep.
But it's the receiving.
Sarah
receiving.
Received
She received
strength.
Hebrews 11:11. She received it. Yeah. That, I'm telling you, and I'll probably mention this every time you ever see me or talk to me, because that was the bread of life
yep.
that spoke to my weary soul in a time when I thought, how do I even ask for strength? I don't even know how to get it. I don't even know. Yeah. I mean, even the thought of receiving it, I thought, what will I do with it? And I
yeah.
thought, you know what? I'm just receiving it and letting the work, God's work,
it's
do
to permeate
its work in
your
my body.
Spirit
mm-hmm.
so that your soul, your mind, will, and emotions mm-hmm. can line up with what God has for mm-hmm. you. And then your body kind of walks it out. That's mm-hmm. why I called it action steps. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to the very beginning, I put strength stealers
mm-hmm.
and strength builders.
Mm-hmm.
Strength stealers can come in any form. Yours was where there was an illness in your mm-hmm. family that you did not expect. Your husband mm-hmm. went home to be with the Lord just mm-hmm. recently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I said to you, Hebrews 11, because Sarah received strength.
Mm-hmm.
How do you infuse strength when you don't even know your name half the mm-hmm. time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't. What happens is you receive God's strength.
Mm-hmm.
If I tried to receive my strength, or, you know, all of us, we've all kind of rallied around Melissa's family,
yes.
which has been a joy for all of us. But the truth be told is everybody needs something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So when you realize in life in general, everybody does need something a little different from mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, then what do you specifically need from the Lord? Mm-hmm. This says, you know, strength stealers, mm-hmm. like something like a devastating loss, a great joy that somehow turned into sorrow, fabulous job that became unforeseeable mm-hmm. unemployment. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things happen. Right. Melissa, they happen.
Right.
Okay, but what do you do? You get into the Word of God mm-hmm. and say, God, will you turn my strength stealer mm-hmm. into a strength builder? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is believe, because in my own strength, sometimes I don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. You know as well as I do, my sense of direction is, lacking.
About?
Every time we get in the car, literally, I'm not kidding, every time Richard gets in the car with me, he will say no. If this way is north, which mm-hmm. is south, east, mm-hmm. and west, I said, please say left and right. He said, no, because that changes. Why? I don't like it that way. And so he's always trying to get me. Yeah, it's the truth. Give me directions. And he said, Lindsay, honey, you can get lost in your driveway, which is true. So if I'm looking at my own sense of direction, mm-hmm. let's face it, we're doomed. But if I'm looking at God to direct and order my steps, order mm-hmm. meaning ordain my steps, mm-hmm. God has not fallen off the throne.
That's right.
And you
That's
can
right.
receive from him mm-hmm. those particular three scriptures mm-hmm. and walk it out in your action steps.
Right. And when you talk about in the first chapter, and I know we've covered this before, but it's like choosing the power and choosing strength. One of the subtitles on page 23 has said, the true strength I'm referring to is found in choosing God's word and believing it's for you on a continual basis. Well, I said, Lindsay, you know, one of the things I had to do, because we actually have another friend who's going through a loss of a spouse,
yes,
and
yes.
it's devastating.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, listen, when I didn't have the capacity to like pick up my Bible and read it, because honestly, I had been sitting in a recliner for, I think like 60 days or something,
right?
In an
intensive care unit.
ICU. So there was no bed. There was no couch. We weren't in a regular, you know, and I told Lindsay, I said, I think my vision's changed.
Yeah.
My body felt like I didn't even feel like myself. I mean, because I'm just sitting in a recliner and sleeping in a recliner, and it was just a mess.
It was supposed to be 5 days
yes,
at the most.
Yes.
And you were going to be okay and right back home.
Yes.
Didn't
and
turn
we left
out
in
way.
January and came back the end of April. But anyway, so I remember telling you this. I couldn't even pick up my Bible.
Yeah.
But I took my Bible app.
Yeah.
And I turned on. I'm like, Jesus, I just need to remind myself on who you are.
Yeah. There's a scripture that says, and it's actually now a song that is more detailed about it, but Word of God Speak.
Yes, I love
Word
it.
Word of God
I'll
Speak.
Sing
speak
it.
To me. You can say, I'll make you a deal. If you sing it, I won't. But it really is, it's beautiful. Word of God Speak.
That's my, yes. So I started in the Gospels. I started at John, and I would just listen to a few chapters at a time, turn it on, listen, turn it off, meditate on it, and just let, that was strengthening my inner man. That was the bread of life.
Yes, that's
what
it's supposed to be.
That was my bread of life for my spirit man. And I'm telling you, every day seemed a little brighter.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. I have the ebb and flow of what it is like
what
to
normal
lose a dear
is.
Loved one.
Yes.
But I think that was so good. I love that you put that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because that's the crux of this.
Yes.
We want to hear the word of God. We want to hear the voice of God, and we have it in the Word.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why I think even singing, gospel music, anything like that, Jordan, my daughter, is a big, all of our kids, I mm-hmm. mean, it's your kids as well, they all have beautiful voices, and it's really interesting. But Jordan is on our programs. Jordan's our worship leader. She's our singer mm-hmm. on television. And interesting, people use a very unusual word every time she sings. When we get a lot of comments, and they're mm-hmm. usually centered around the word peace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think
That's
about that.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't want to say it if it wasn't the right word.
But it is.
A very peaceful spirit.
Yeah, because she is. Mm-hmm. She has the most peaceful spirit. Mm-hmm. She can derail the most unusual train wrecks, so mm-hmm. to speak. I'm metaphorically speaking. Mm-hmm. But when Satan comes in, even to our family or to mm-hmm. other people, even to strangers, mm-hmm. when there is like chaos brewing, it's like a very unusual gift of bringing in peace.
That's awesome.
And so sometimes you may need You may just need to listen to someone sing, someone mm-hmm. speak. Just even
and turn on worship music. Yes. You know?
And let it permeate your, in a sense, mm-hmm. I'm going to use my terms, weary soul.
Yes, yes. Okay, another quote you said is, I believe we have to take an active role in taking courage yes. for ourselves with God's help. I thought that was, this whole book really is an action step.
Every chapter, every we word, have a choice. Everything. We have choices.
Because we have choosing. A free will.
Well, see, I did that not to make you feel like you have to
it's
do something.
It's up to me.
It's all up to me. It's all the pressure. No, the thing is, I'm really weird about something. Years and years and years ago, I had to have an MRI done. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, you go in there that, and it's probably your husband that ordered it.
Sorry.
But it was that very claustrophobic feeling. And yeah. it was that tick, 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 ticking mm-hmm. where you felt like my brain is ticking too loud. What's
all going I can
on?
Say is at least you're tiny. My football shoulders barely fit in those things.
It was very uncomfortable to say the least. Both of us have had those experiences. But I was having, I'll be honest with you, I was having like these panic moments and I was just going, what am I doing?
If you didn't have claustrophobia, you would discover it if you, you know what I mean?
Yes, I didn't realize how bad I had it, but wow. And a woman, the nurse in there came up and she said, hold on, what's the matter? And she said, you got to sit still. I'm like, you get in here and sit still. And she said, what about this is upsetting you? And I said,
that it sounds like it's going to explode.
Yeah, that was the crux of it. I said, I don't see a way out. Mm. And she said, are you kidding me? And I said, no, it like butts up to the end. You know, it goes mm-hmm. up to a landlock. Yeah, I felt trapped. Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She said, put both your hands, one on each side. And you, slide it. Yes. If you want out, slide yourself out. I said, what?
Nobody ever told
Nobody
me that.
Ever told
the doctor's
me that.
Wife.
It's true. And she said, if you feel trapped, slide yourself out and it'll stop. I said,
oh my word. I have no idea.
And do you know?
That gave you peace,
it
right?
It gave me peace. Like, I actually, in all the loud noise, I actually fell sound asleep and that had to wake
awesome.
Me up.
That's awesome.
But what happened? I recognized.
Mm-hmm. You had a choice.
That I had a choice.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that I think has helped me throughout my whole life mm-hmm. is I don't want to feel helpless.
Right.
I don't want to feel like I have no choice. I don't want to feel mm-hmm. backed into a mm-hmm. corner or backed into a machine or backed mm-hmm. into anything. I wanted a choice. Mm-hmm. Well, God has
that's
said
our
to
human
us,
nature, right?
Yes.
We need, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, well,
that's
and
the
why
strength,
is that?
That's the power. I'm
why
not powerless.
Do you think
God I can choose.
Created us that like that from the beginning, Lindsay. Yeah. Because if
with
he wanted, with he's so powerful, he could have made a bunch of little robots, right?
Yeah.
But he gave us free will.
That we choose to serve
him.
So
we choose him.
Yeah.
We choose faith. And we choose strength. And we choose the faith. And we choose. Now, you have listed on page 27. Let's read a few of the choices. You wrote some choices of the strong. And the first one is forgiveness over holding grudges. We can just go down and name a few. And
go ahead.
Peace over anger.
Yep.
Here's a big one for us all. Faith over fear. Because it's really easy to get.
I should have put that one in bold print. Capital
and then
letters.
How about this one? Love over hate. Now listen, you may think you don't have a choice in these. The
but
first word is your choice. The second one is also your choice.
Yes.
So freedom over bondage. We think that bondage is not a choice. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Isn't that crazy to think of? We all kind of think of these...
my lot in life.
Yes, yes. These are what I'm assigned. Yes. Finishing over quitting. Nobody can make you quit and nobody can make you finish except you, right?
Yeah. So the rug gets pulled out from under you or mm-hmm. the job is over mm-hmm. or let's say you were fired or let's say you never got to accomplish. Say if I want to be a concert pianist by the time I was 12. Well, I'm way past 12, so is the job over? No, the thing is sometimes you have to move the finish line. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying cheat. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But we set what I would consider to be some very unrealistic goals in our mm-hmm. lives. And if they don't happen on our timeline, mm-hmm. you know me, check off the boxes.
Yes.
You know, get me a list, then I want a list about my list, and
listen,
then check off the boxes.
In the hospital, we were still working. Lindsay would send me She said, this is my,
here's your
and
list.
She was so respectful. She's like, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, no, please bother me. Please send me stuff. And she, one day she said, here's my pictures of my list. And the pictures kept coming through and it was on a spiral notebook. Yeah. I think you were up to 223. And she goes, and the next batch, I said, hold on. Hold on. Has anybody else seen these beautiful mind?
I was a little overworked that day.
But no, it was, yeah, she is a list maker. But you know what? It's great, Lindsay.
But
you're writing it down and making the vision plain.
And I write it down.
It's multiple projects, too,
yes,
I will
say.
And
you know, Melissa, if I don't get the whole list done, it used to freak me out.
Right. No, it's
but now
it's
we
cathartic
can
to put it down, too, right? That's a whole other podcast.
But here's the thing. If I didn't get all boxes checked in my old unrenewed mind, mm-hmm. I was frustrated. I mm-hmm. was overwhelmed. I was a perfectionist. I didn't mm-hmm. check. Okay, stop.
Right.
What
now
can
these
I do
are dreams
choose?
We want to accomplish.
Yes, and choose.
Yes, yes.
And you can check only a few boxes today.
Yeah.
Maybe today you can check one box. Mm-hmm. Maybe tomorrow you can check one
and
box.
Maybe
and
maybe today
look
you've
at the
got
next
the
one.
First part of that one line.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you're making progress. Okay, another one you have, and this is the crux.
Overachiever. A little bit.
The trust over worry.
Yes.
Now that to me is so, that really, I had to keep telling myself that. And I still do. Like, Lord, I trust you. And you know, I have a funny little thing. Like, I'm not in denial.
Yeah.
And I know we're in the middle of upheaval.
Yeah.
But I trust the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not upset.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, I'll tell you, I have sad moments, but I trust the Lord with our future. You know?
Yes.
And I trust the Lord because he's trustworthy.
The same God that brought you Gary, the same mm-hmm. God that brought you provision, mm-hmm. the same God that brought you all that other, is still God.
Yes.
He is still God. Gary was a wonderful human being. Gary, mm-hmm. we laugh. You know, I'd say, Gary, I need you to walk me off the ceiling here. And Gary was about 9'11" and so
personality
calm. And
in our
say, well,
wild, loud house, Lindsay.
This.
God bless that man.
Bless that man. And he would look at me and he'd say, well, now let's think about this. Now, hold on a minute. You see, thinking about it was exactly what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm. Process.
He would show me the way I could process it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, God can still show us the way we can process things and still get us to the end result.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been a detour. Mm-hmm. May have been a lot of detours. It may have been a bumpy road. Mm-hmm. You know, I've told this story before. First of all, my sense of direction is going to get healed one of these days. I believe it with my whole soul.
Thank God for GPS,
thank
people.
Thank God for GPS. But
for
Richard and I were following a GPS coming back from...
Oh, yeah. They're getting dangerous.
They are. And we followed it to a T. And Richard is very good about following.
Yes.
And so it was like, turn left, turn left. I'm saying, Richard, that's not good. Lindsay, you know your sense of direction. No, Richard. Richard, the road just ended and we're on a gravel road. Richard, the gravel road just ended and we're on grass. And then we looked... And there was this little family of raccoons staring at us, mostly me, like, are you really
here?
That stupid? And I'm like, I'm telling you, that raccoon is sending me signals of how stupid we are out in his territory. And Richard's like, now, Lindsay, we're just going to backtrack. I thought, okay, good idea. And you know what the whole thing is talking to the whole time? Rerouting. And what was I saying? We call our GPS Jill. I don't know why. The kids have always called it Jill. And I said, Jill, one more word about rerouting. You're going to be on the moon. But the truth be told is we did have to reroute.
Right.
Because
right.
we were off track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes we are on track and we think we're doing perfect and we end up with the raccoons.
And the road, the path changes.
The path changes.
You know?
But God didn't change.
But God didn't change.
The highway
change.
Was still there.
Yeah.
I just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
God is still there.
Amen.
We just sometimes have to reroute.
Right. Listen, life is full of reroutes.
Yes.
And sometimes it could be not because you missed it, but somebody else changed something for you.
Yeah.
You know, because I think of a lot of things going on in just a lot of different people's lives where they're having to rethink
navigate.
Some things and navigate new paths, new roads because of choice somebody else made even, you know?
And that
and
really
like,
is true.
Yes, that's so true. Okay, another one, and this will be the last one on this. There's quite a few on here. So I want you to go to discoveryourtruestrength.com and grab this book. But hope over hopelessness. Talk to me about in the midst of, and you've gone through hopeless, seemingly hopeless situations, Lindsay.
And you know, I learned something about my mouth. That my mouth could really entrap me and almost cement me into a hopeless situation. Mm-hmm. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. How can God be your strength and your redeemer if the words of your mouth don't line up with his word? I can ask God to honor his word all day long, but if I totally and completely disintegrate everything the word says by the words of my mouth.
It's like a double-minded man.
Yes, is unstable in all his ways.
Right?
So if I am saying, oh, praise the Lord over here, and oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I've got no hope. Oh, when all hope is gone. It was like, Lindsay. And we were talking about what, remember we were saying, and that's exactly what I want to happen. You want to tell that story?
Yes. Okay. So somebody was, it was Terry Savelle was talking about a message, and she said, was it Terry or was
it? I think it was Terry.
She was telling us a story. Okay. So somebody would say, so they wanted to be held accountable, right?
For their words. Yes.
Okay. And so they would say something like, this is going to be a terrible day, something like that. I'm definitely paraphrasing. And then the spouse would say, and that's exactly how I want it. And he was like, don't agree with that. She's like, no, I'm going to agree with your words.
Yeah. And so don't say it if you don't want to agree with it.
Yes. So I remember, I probably butchered that story, but,
but you get the gist.
You get the gist. So whenever you say, I mean, that has stuck with me, Lindsay.
Yes.
Like if I say something, like my head feels like it's going to explode.
And that's exactly how, what I would.
It's like, we don't even realize
blow
those
your
little
mind. Yeah. People say it'll blow your mind. And I immediately say, no, it won't.
I'm like,
and you know, that little, what do you call those little icons?
Emojis.
Those little things that have the blow your mind thing.
I
will not accept those. I won't. Well, Lindsay, you're being dramatic. Oh, listen, I can be really dramatic because I also know myself. I can fall into the trap of letting that go into lots of other things. Oh, this is just going to kill you. I don't want it to kill me.
Right.
But then in my own words, oh, this day is just worthless.
Yes.
Well, wait, whoa. Yeah. Same theory.
Right.
And so
our words have power.
Yes.
Our
and that's why I put hope over hopelessness because Satan would like Lindsay Roberts to believe tomorrow morning is hopeless.
Mm-hmm. And it does. It takes our action. Okay. The last part of this I'm going to do is I believe that God has, this is what you wrote on your summary. I believe that God has something important for every believer to do. And because of that, he has given you the power and strength you need to fulfill his purpose for your life. So whatever God has called you to do, I encourage you to be strong and courageous to do it. And that's 1 Chronicles 28:20. I thought that.
Be strong and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You've got this. So, okay.
And I believe that this book is, I'm going to say like a, I'm not going to say it's your guide to every living thing. No, but I will say this. It's a book of experiences, both biblical and in my life, and as I've observed other people's lives, that you can say, I can relate to that, or I don't relate to that, or I don't need to be going that direction, or I should be going that direction. And at the end of each chapter, and then ultimately at the end of the book, for you to take a good look, not to dwell on your weaknesses.
Right.
This whole book is a number of pages. Let me figure out what page it goes.
Like
it goes up 250 some pages. Mm-hmm. Not to dwell on your weaknesses, but to accentuate your
strengths. Strong in the power of his might.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you guys for joining us. Lindsay, you give us your beautiful
My favorite line. Whoever is listening to this, I want you to know something I believe. You are worth more than you think. Thanks for joining us on Entirely Unconventional. See ya next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.